Now that the outdoor furnace is being turned down in the evenings, it's perfect weather for jazz at sunset. And El Paso Community College has just the thing. With me are keyboard instructor, correct?
That's correct.
And jazz musician Ruben Gutierrez and director of student leadership and campus life, Arvis Jones. I think name tags are getting longer and longer in this world, aren't they?
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Absolutely.
It's
how many years now?
This is our sixth year that we are entering into Jazz at Sunset. We initially began the program in 2008. And Michael Hamilton was our first person that played for us. And unfortunately for us, he's playing again this year.
He's amazing.
He is. Absolutely.
I hope he's not listening so he won't get a big head. But yeah, he's awesome. We have a great jazz community here. And we have absolute staples. Mm-hmm. The Billy Towns, whom I'm always teasing about. You know, he's just the kind of person that walks in a room and it's just like, oh, Billy has landed. He's got that personality. And you put him and Mike together, holy smokes. So how do you select who's going to play?
Well, what ends up happening, our campus life representatives are in charge of the event. Mm-hmm. And they generally go to the instructors at our institution.
Perfect.
And that's how we determine. So you'll find that Billy Towns, Ruben Gutierrez, as well as Michael Hamilton have all been instructors at El Paso Community College. And so we ask them to perform for us.
Well, that's a win-win. Musicians can always use a little more cash, and the education system can use good musicians. Yeah. How long have you been teaching?
I've been teaching at EPCC. I'm starting my fifth year.
Fifth year.
I've been teaching for four years there at EPCC, but altogether, this will be my 23rd year, actually.
Oh, of teaching?
Yes, of teaching, because I was here at UTEP for 18 years before.
I didn't realize that. Uh-huh. But you were playing professional gigs the whole time?
Oh, yes. I've been playing professionally since high school, actually.
Yeah.
So.
Do you think teaching makes you a better musician?
Oh, yes, most definitely. It sure does. I mean, well, first of all, it keeps my entire day is music.
Yeah.
Which is really great. I mean, I say that as like complaining, but.
Well, you're a giant jazz tea bag, is what you are. You're just constantly dipped in it all day. That really did not sound as nice as I thought it would.
Either way.
So we're going to get to enjoy Billy Towns and the Mike Hamilton Group, and who else?
Well, we're also going to have, first of all, opening up is George Gonzalez and his trio.
Okay.
And George is a product of UTEP. He's a graduate maybe a couple of years ago. And he will be a very, very talented guitar player. He's really kind of rising in the ranks, and people are really noticing him as far as within the jazz community.
Nice.
And so we're going to have him starting the show. And then I believe it's going to be Billy and Mike, right?
Yes, it's going to be followed by Billy Towns and Michael Hamilton Group.
Oh, awesome.
And then we're going to have, of course, Candace with her group.
Now, Candace Reyes. I just had the delight of meeting and interviewing her.
Oh, that's right.
About her new CD.
She
explained that there was an intervention. She was basically hijacked, kidnapped, and pushed into the studio by all of you guys, her
pretty much,
jazz
yeah.
companions.
Yeah.
And produced a wonderful new product.
It's a great CD.
Last year was the first year that she performed for us. And so we're having her back again this year. So we're really excited about that.
Oh, that's so sweet. Mm-hmm.
Same thing with Jorge Gonzalez Trio.
Yeah,
last year was the first year they performed for us as well.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's it's not just the opportunity to have a gig, but to have it among the big names of the town.
In our community.
The stage is very, very special. So who have we missed? Let me see. Ruben Gutierrez and Case Closed.
Yes. And that's a group we formed probably about, it's been probably about 10 years, even though I've been playing with these guys for 30. And, of course, Marty Olivas is the founder of the group, and he's our leader. We've also just released a CD, and it's been about a year. It's been about a year, but it's still fresh enough that we're
fresh
we're
enough that you need
it.
To book another interview to come
yes,
talk about that.
And of course, you know, I mean, Dennis has really been great and really pushing the CD and everything else. But
our very own jazz legend here at KTV.
Yes, I mean, one of the nice things about this particular program is the way we're kind of looking at it. And I remember I had a discussion with Marty about this. You know, kind of assessing the situation as far as our present day and realizing that, you know, Marty, we're like the old guys now. Yeah, I mean, you know, back when
there
we were, you know,
come that
back
moment,
in the late 80s, early 90s, you know, we used to have our mentors. And, you know, I mean, we've had some wonderful instructors on the job and teachers that have really kind of directed us in the way. But we've kind of become those people. And I'm not saying that to put myself on a soapbox, but one of the really nice things that is going on with this particular semblance of musicians is that it's very eclectic in the music that we choose to play, because, like, you know, with Case Closed, I mean, we're really more of a mainstream group, playing more in the style of bebop and, you know, the music that Dizzy and Thelonious Monk and people like that were playing. And even though the other groups are along the same line, they kind of add more of that contemporary flair to
You know, that's one of the neat things too about an event like this as a listener is I'm listening to the pros define for me what jazz really is, and I'm realizing, wow, it's so much more than I – really, jazz is just kind of reaches out and becomes whatever it wants to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's real nice.
The
event is – there's an especially nice spot for it on the Valle Verde campus, which is at 919 Hunter, just heading out toward the east side. And it's the Americana Language Village. Has a nice stage. The whole event takes place next Friday from 6 to 10 p.m. And are there any particular logistics we need to know to make our arrival go smoothly as an audience?
No, not at all. Just come out and enjoy. Bring your chairs. Bring your blankets. We're going to have some student organizations out there selling a little bit of food for you.
Okay.
Just come out and enjoy.
So it's BYO chairs and blankets, but no bottles. So there's no alcohol, and you'll have everything else you need. Apparently, you can contact the Student Leadership and Campus Life Department at 831-2096 for details, or go to epcc.edu. And I congratulate the Community College on this sixth year of a wonderful community event. And my guests today, Ruben Gutierrez, instructor and jazz musician, and Arvis Jones, director of Student Leadership and Campus Life, for coming in today. It's a lovely, lovely way to kind of kick off fall.
Yeah, well, thank you, Monica.
Thank you for having us.